Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a fanatic is one who can't change his opinions and won't change the subject. We're happy to be with you again today and to have this privilege of studying again from the Word of God. Now let's return to our study, and we're talking about some things that no one can know. People cannot know some things because God chose not to reveal them. There are also some things we cannot know because they are contradictory to what God has revealed. God and His Word has told us the truth, and if somebody thinks something opposite of that, he can't know that God will allow that to be acceptable because God has revealed otherwise. Well, an example of it was some people thinking that they have salvation even though they will not obey what the Lord has commanded. The doctrine of faith only is built on the idea that you just simply trust in God and you don't have to do what the Lord commanded. Even though the Lord said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," they simply say, "All you have to do is believe and you'll be saved." Now, you can't know that because that's contrary to what God revealed. It also is contrary to what God revealed for a person to think they'll have a second opportunity. If I go through life without obeying the Lord, then the Lord will appear to me on the other side and give me a second opportunity to obey Him. But the revelation in Luke chapter 16 is that we only have one opportunity, and that's during life. We cannot turn down the opportunity during life and expect God to give to us a second chance. Well, those are things that we cannot know because the Bible reveals otherwise. We also hear people talking about this idea, once a person becomes a saved person, that there is no way they can lose their eternal redemption and be lost. Part of the teaching of John Calvin, and of course others before him, but Calvin is given credit in our day for this particular doctrine, it's the doctrine that once you're saved, you're always saved. And so there are people who think that once you become a saved person, that you don't need to worry from then on. You cannot lose your salvation. You can't lose your redemption. But friends, you can't know that. And the reason you can't know it is because it contradicts what the Bible says about our salvation. Certainly we must do the Lord's will and be saved, but we must continue faithful in our service to God for us to have the hope of eternal redemption. I read about a man in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. His name was Simon. And as you read about Simon, you read about a man who was doing the wrong thing. He was deceiving people, and by his sorcery, he was proclaiming himself to be some great person. But when he learned the truth, he quit doing that. The Bible says, Simon himself also believed and was baptized. That's verse 13. And so he was obedient to the command of the Lord and was baptized. Do you remember Jesus said, if you believe and you are baptized, you'll be saved? And that's what Simon did. But now what happens to Simon? He watches as the apostles lay hands on others and bestow upon them spiritual gifts. So he conceives in his mind, if I could have that power, I would even give money to buy that power for myself. And so, in offering that, he was told by the Apostle Peter, your heart is not right with God. You're in the gall of bitterness. And he described the sinful condition Simon was in. Remember, Simon had been saved, but he's now in this sinful condition. And what does the Bible say about it? Well, Simon said, pray for me that these things not come upon me that you have said. But you remember the instruction given was this, repent and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart be forgiven thee. Friends, if there ever was an example of a person falling from the grace of God, Simon fits the example, doesn't he? Simon was saved, Simon sinned, and then he was back in sin, and he had fallen from the grace of God. Now, of course, the Bible teaches the possibility of falling. Listen to this statement of the Apostle Paul. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Now, does that make any sense at all to say, be careful lest you fall, but you can't fall? Well, it doesn't make sense at all. And so we cannot know that because it's contrary to the revealed will of God. Friends, study your Bible. And when someone says something that they know, be sure it is not something that is in contradiction to God's Word. We appreciate studying with you today. We hope you'll listen again on Monday. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.